prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 25 May 2021, and welcome to tonight's program. Our guest tonight, gentlemen, I've had on a couple of times before. We're going to talk to a pastor out of Canada again, Pastor Pulaski, who run the Gestapo out of his church. Literally told them to get out, and they got out. Then was arrested. Now has since gotten out, and some things have happened since then. We're going to talk to him just in a minute. But before we go to our guest, don't forget this week will be the last week that we offer the 2-for-1 on the REM sleep and the tranquil. I mean, all good things is coming in, folks. It ran for about 3 months. This will be the last week of 2-for-1 on tranquil and REM sleep. So keep that in mind. If you want to stock up on it, get it now before they run out. And the 31st will be the last day we honor that. And we're still offering the 20-plus doctors on DVD who warn you about the COVID vaccine. And folks, more and more information coming out about the COVID vaccine. Much more information coming out about the COVID vaccine. A French virologist has said that if you take it, you're dead within 2 years. And I didn't make that up. He said it. I'll be sharing that more in some detail this coming Saturday in church. So you might want to stay tuned for that. And we're still offering the COVID papers that you can offer your friends who have not got the vaccine yet, or even those who have, maybe can warn them what to expect. The COVID papers, folks, is a free packet. You just have to call and ask for it. If you can give a donation, we'd appreciate it. If you can't, they're free. We won't send to you. And the teaching that I did that Saturday before last at a Bible study that I taught on the Great Reset, and then Carrie Madej's follow-up, on the COVID vaccine and what it's going to mean to link up human brains, literally, folks, like a computer. That's available also for $10.50 on DVD or CD. And don't forget, we are going to have church this weekend, Lord willing, on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us. You can watch us if you want to watch us by going to PastorButch.com, find where it says live stream, and click on live stream, and there will be. I hope you'll do that. And if you don't have a computer, you can call us on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And Thursday, our magazine, the Minuteman Magazine, will go to press. We send out via email in probably about a week, week and a half. If you want to receive the Minuteman Magazine, no charge, folks. This is huge. 50, 60, 70 pages long every month. I hope you'll get it. Print off copies of it. You can print it off your computer. Share it with your friends and family. It's the most, I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong on this, the most informative magazine out there, bar none. Even D.B. Kidd. D.B. Kidd says it's the best she's ever seen. So that's a great compliment coming from D.B. Kidd. Now, as I said, our guest tonight is Pastor Arthur Pulaski. He lives up in Alberta, Canada. He is a man who's taken a stand to obey God's laws, which are over man's laws, although men and mankind and man's governments, as Psalms chapter 2 says, scoff at that idea and think they can overthrow God's laws and overthrow his kingdom and take out his people. One day, folks, payday is coming for all men. You mark that on your calendar because it's going to happen. It's going to come for all of us. One at a time or all at once is coming. You mark my words on that. And Pastor Arthur, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much again for having me in.
Brother, it's my honor. It's all of our honors. And I mean that. You're a brave man. You're a man of God that's taking a stand for what's right. And I don't know how else to say it to you, but I'm thankful and proud to know you.
Thank you.
Well, now, most people know what happened to you. And folks, if you haven't, all I can do is take you on our website, PastorButch.com, and look under church news and see what he did with the thugs that come into his church. Brother, you ran those people off. I mean, you literally, with your mouth, commanded them out, more or less in the name of Jesus. And they left with the tails tucked between their legs. But they did call more thugs in. And after church one day, they arrested you. Is that right?
Yes, what happened after that famous video, they came back with a court order. And here is a very interesting thing about this court order. It was signed by, listen to this, the name of the judge is David Gates. So Gates has given them enormous power. And this is what the court order says. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., he is granting those people an authority to come anytime they wish to the sanctuary. They can do it any time of the week, and they can bring whomever they wish. So they showed up. They showed up with a SWAT team, anti-terrorist group, and they attempted to enter the church again. And I stopped them at the door. And I told them what I told them the first time, that it's a church, they're not allowed to come in, that we are protected under the Criminal Code of Canada. And what they're doing is actually unlawful. But again, communists, fascists, Gestapo, they do not care about the law and order. They care about their new gain powers. It's very interesting because the Gates has given them enormous power to, and it says that they can arrest me anytime, anywhere, and they don't need a warrant right now. He's giving them that power that they can come in and arrest me while I'm sleeping in the house or working in the office. It doesn't matter where I am. They can arrest me, and they can use any force they deem necessary to do so. So that was 3 weeks after that famous video of me kicking them out, and that was not the first time I kicked them out from our property. Before, as you remember, they were on our parking lot, then they were taking pictures of our children and women. They're acting exactly like KGB, the Gestapo for Adolf Hitler, and KGB for Joseph Stalin. They are reading the same books, and they're acting just like those boys from all time before.
And Brother Archer, I want to ask you a question. Now, can you explain how you know that? You came from a communist country. Did you see this kind of oppression where you were?
Yes, 100% on a regular basis. I grew up behind the Iron Curtain under the boots of the Soviets. I've seen exactly what those people were doing, the abuse of power, the injustice, the propaganda that they were forcing us to listen every single day from every angle, from radio, TV, and newspapers. If you were caught listening to a European radio, just so you know, with the desire, I want to know a little bit more what's going on around the world, it's 5 years jail time. If you were caught with an American dollar, it was a year jail time. And you were tortured, you were beaten, and you were taken before the courts. And even though Poland had a constitution through all of this time since from 1945 to 1989, when the communist collapsed, no one cared about the human rights, no one cared about the constitution. The judges didn't. The court was so corrupted, and the court were only, they were only doing what they were told by the Communist Party. There was only one state religion, and that was the Communist Party, and the head of the Communist Party was God. Whatever he said automatically became the law. So 3 weeks later, they came back with the SWAT.
By the way, you're seeing this happen right now in Canada, the Constitution of Canada, that built the charter is absolutely null and void. And here in the United States, 95% of what we call constitutional has been ignored in this country for a long time. So, folks, communism, socialism is taking over the globe. It's doing it a lot through this COVID hoax. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, so when you start to have those types of people, the so-called elected servants, and now they're the wannabe tyrants. And when you see police officers that are no longer police officers, they're just gangsters in uniform, because that's what they are. They're gangsters right now. They have guns, and they don't care about the law of the land. They don't care about charter rights and freedoms. Then you know that you know you're being taken over by communism, fascism, or a hybrid of those two. That's exactly what we're seeing right now. When they came back and they brought the SWAT team with them, there was an indication that they're not interested in a civil, civility of the whole thing, or coming together and working with each other and, fighting for our health. When they brought SWAT team, there was a symbolism behind it. This is what they were saying. They were saying, we don't care about your rights. We don't care about you. We don't care about your health. The only thing we care about is to subdue the society, to enslave the society, and if needs be, we're going to do it by force, not by law, not under the Constitution and rights and freedoms, but by force.
The SWAT team come to the church, or were they on the highway when you were arrested?
Well, they came first with that court order. Then they came back half hour later, and I was already officiating a church service, and my associate pastor told them to get out, and they left, only to come back 2 weeks later with more SWAT team members. And here is what happened. They opened the door. Someone yelled from the back and said, the Gestapo is here. And I thought they're going to come to the pulpit and arrest me from the pulpit, because my crime is inciting people to come to church and officiating a church service. So that's what I'm charged with, and which is illegal right now, apparently, according to those people. What happened was they dropped something on the ground and they left, and someone from the back yelled at me again and says, hey, the Gestapo just left and said, okay, praise God, maybe they're not going to arrest us, maybe they will actually uphold the law. And they left. We finished the service. We prayed for the people. People went home. I packed everything, and off we went to the house. In the middle of the highway, they stopped us. The SWAT team stopped us, the anti-terrorists, and they surrounded our vehicle, and we had the officer on the right, officer on the left. We have officers on the back. I don't know, 6, 8 police vehicles. It was intense. I was arrested. My brother David was arrested. They said that we are being charged with contempt of court order that has never been given to us. We never received that order. And we were taken to the police van. They placed us, they put me on the back of my, on the back, my head on the floor, and my feet were not fitting inside this little cube van that they had. It was only, this place is only intended for one inmate to be transferred or to the mosque, but I was laying on the ground, so my feet were sticking out. And when I was on my knees just a few minutes before that, he whispered, one SWAT team person whispered to my ears, and he says, I'm going to charge you with resisting arrest. And so I knew they're not going to play fair. They're going to pin some other stuff on me, because really, realistically, they have nothing on me. I just opened the church. I mean, that's my crime. So they were looking for any other things that they can give it to me. When they tried to put me inside the cube van, my feet were sticking out, because this is not intended for the inmates to lay down, but to sit. But because they placed me on my back, my whole body on the handcuffs and my wrists, my feet were sticking out, and one of those guys, those Gestapo wannabe officers, the gangsters in uniform, he says to his partner, he says, I'm going to charge him with assault. You know, so I understood they are looking for anything. They're looking for something to attach to the arrest because they have nothing really, really solid. And I helped them to put my feet up, and I traveled for 1 hour with my head on the ground and my feet at the top of the cube van. So for an hour, I'm being tortured in that way, laying down on my wrist with the handcuffs. To this day, I have bruises. So that's over 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, the arrest happened. I have still bruises and scars on my wrist. I learned later on from my brother.
Pastor, how many cops were there altogether, you think?
It's probably 20, 30 maybe. They were
so
in
now,
the
folks,
bike.
Listen to this. We're talking about a pastor of a church who these people, a lot of them knew. He'd been at this church for quite a while. They knew their works. They feed the poor. They take care of the needy. They knew these people were not violent. They're people just trying to serve God in the way they're told to from His Word, and each serve each other. So they send 20 or 30 thugs. Now listen to what he's saying. He wasn't a terrorist. He hadn't bombed anywhere. He hadn't shot anybody. He wasn't even carrying a gun. In Canada, I guess that's frowned upon pretty much anyway. But all this is happening to a man of God who are just trying to do his duty to God and his fellow man. Now listen to what's happening in Canada. And folks, it's here in America too. Maybe not to this extent yet, but it's going to be. Go ahead, Brother Alter.
Well, we were taken to jail, and we were, of course, all of our belongings were taken away from us. We were taken to solitary confinement. What I learned from my brother later on, that they did the same treatment to him. However, they placed him on his back, and his feet were also not fitting inside this little box. So he said to me that he thought they're going to break his legs. They were pushing so hard. And, you know, eventually he helped them to put his feet on the ground inside. Like I did. So that's how we traveled for an hour. When we arrived at the police station, Spy Hill it's called, we were taken to a solitary confinement with the bright lights like a sun. If you close your eyes, you still see the lights. It was incredible, very intense, on concrete. No pillow, no blanket, no mattress, nothing. And we were forced to stay there, deprived of sleep for 30 hours, and every half hour police would come and would bang on the doors to make sure we are, if we would fall asleep, that we would be awakened. Other inmates, just across of my cell, they shut off the light for another inmate, but then for me and for my brother David, they didn't do that. So we had to be awakened every half hour. They were banging the lights, the concrete. You know, sitting on the concrete or laying down on the concrete for an hour or two, it's not a big of a deal. But when you're there around 10 hours, 15 hours, I'm telling you, you walk around in a circle a lot because you can't sit anymore. You can't lay down. Every bone is in a crazy pain.
Well, you know, so you're dealing with a bunch of antichrist here. You know that. These people hate anything to do with Christ and Christianity. They're antichrist, and they work for their father, Satan, and his their minions that are over them also work for their father, Satan. Or you won't be in this mess. But go ahead, brother.
Yes, so that's exactly what it was. You know, through this whole ordeal, we also met some good people and people that were greatly concerned how we were treated, and they actually voiced their opinion, saying this is unlawful what we are experiencing. This is just purely wrong.
You're talking about other cops. Other cops said that.
Yes, the jailers.
Other cops took up for you. Okay, all right, go ahead. Wow.
Yeah. So it's not like all of them are evil. There's some decent people over there. Unfortunately, they're overpowered, overtaken by this great corrupted to the core system. You know, I call the justice system is just a system without justice. these days. It's just a corrupted mafia. So we were taken to a remand center, which is the prison, and the police took us there. And we were thrown into another solitary confinement, except two of us together. And I'm telling you, this cell was the filthiest cell you can imagine. It looked like someone peed all over the floor. There was mold on the walls. There was a mold on the ceiling. It looked like no one cleaned or painted this place for many, many years. They were right up still from 1992. And we got to remember, all of this is happening to us in the name of health. We are being taken to custody, to prison, in the name of health. They're protecting us that way, and they're protecting others.
This is phenomenal. So you're locked in a cell where there's urine all over the place. It's filthy, unsafe to even be in, but you're there because you're a danger to somebody else's health. I mean, this is the worst kind of hypocrisy you can imagine. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, it's total hypocrisy, and I have been saying this from the very beginning. Nothing makes sense. All of their orders is just hypocritical. Walmart can have hundreds of people, but I cannot have my brother for dinner. You can go to IKEA, and it says on the door, only 480 people allowed, but I cannot have my church. I can bring my church to IKEA and half of the neighborhood and my parents and my family, but I cannot have church with few people around me. I mean, that's the level of hypocrisy. The government officials are telling us stay home because we are on a total lockdown. And yet they are going to Europe for vacations. They're going to, you know, flying to Hawaii, Barbados, Belize, all over the place, but telling us, you stay home or else we're going to send the Gestapo after you. And they do. That's the thing. They do send those evil gangsters hunting down people playing soccer or hockey game, or if we dare to open the church. So going back to the cell, we are stuck over there. It's now a second day and second night, and we are not allowed to sleep. We were completely deprived of the ability to sleep. We were stripped naked, searched. They took our belongings. They stuck us in this filthy cell where we are shivering because it's so crazy cold.
They stripped you naked and put you in a cell naked too?
They gave us, they took all of our clothes. They, you know, they stripped us from everything. They checked if we are not bringing any contraband, I guess. I mean, I was taken with my brother straight from church, but they needed to make sure we're not bringing any weapons or drugs into this guilty cell, I guess. I don't know. Telling you the truth, nothing made any sense why they did what they did, why they were banging on the door when we were in solitary confinement.
Did they give you any clothes at all to wear in the cell?
They gave us this blue jumpsuit without nothing. So a jumpsuit was given to us and pink, a kind of pink slippers. I mean, it was crazy. And no blankets, no mattress, no pillow. So we're sitting over there. I got stuck to the bench because it was so filthy. And 3 in the morning, about 12 at night, and we asked many times those guys to, you know, that we need to contact our lawyers, we need to call the lawyers. We were denied access to our lawyers. And then a gentleman comes with a lady. It turned out they are the night shift guards. And they said, what is happening here is unacceptable. I'm going to try to help you out. He says, I'm a Catholic, and I'm physically disgusted by the way they treated you here. So I want to try to help you out. He goes and he calls his superiors. And for 3 hours, this man was fighting for us, so we would be taken to a proper cell with a bed and a mattress and a blanket. 3 hours later, he comes back and he says, the superior officers, they denied. They said, no way, we cannot transfer you anywhere. You are to stay here. So he says, I'll try to bring at least a mattress for you so you can wait those 2 hours, because 5:30 in the morning, we were to be given our clothes back and taken to the court. So that's Monday, third day, second night, and that's exactly what happened.
And no showers, no nothing.
They in the morning, before we went to court, they gave us an opportunity to shower before we see the judge. So okay. they don't want the inmates to look rough in front of the judges, because my judge may ask, what happened to you, man? Why are you so roughed up? So they gave us, just before the courts, they gave us opportunity to take a shower, and we did. And then off we go to court. We waited over there for 4 hours to see our lawyers. And then 11:30 in the morning, we had the opportunity to see the judge. The judge ordered our release, and they said we need to get those people out of jail as soon as possible. And you know what happened? They ignored the judge's order, and they kept us for 7 more hours. They put the chains on our ankles, and that's how we were walking around, like, you know, the most dangerous prisoners, chained to the legs, and of course handcuffed, and that's how we were taken back to prison, where we spent another 7 hours watching our inmates coming in and out into the same filthy cell. And you know, think about it, 20-30 people coming. If this was about health, the cross-contamination, if there was a real pandemic that people were dying left and right, the cross-contamination between sure. the inmate and that filthy place would kill us all. I mean, it was such a joke, this whole thing. And they were laughing at us.
Did they have restrooms for you? Did they feed you and give you water? Did they do anything at all in a way of a humane treatment?
They were asking for water. And they had some sandwiches from time to time, but we were not eating. We were fasting for all this time, so we were not eating anything. If it comes to washroom, you are in a fish tank. It's made of glass or plexiglass, and all the female and male guards could watch you sitting on the toilet and doing whatever you need to do. And, of course, the cameras, you know, it was like animals. That's how they treated
us. Yes, yes, yes.
And not just us, other people as well. 7 p.m., we were finally kicked out. They were mocking us. They were raising their hands, and they would look at us and say, you know, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So I was wondering at that time if they would do that to an imam. And I would like to see how that story ends, if they would start mocking imams in such a way. I think the police station would fly to pieces. But that story didn't end it yet, because when we were kicked out from prison, the helicopter and unmarked police vehicle followed us all the way to our home. So they hired a helicopter that monitored us, you know, being driven all the way here to our home. 2 days later,
Pastor, did you take your own car, drive your own way home, or did they take you home? Hang on to the break, okay? On to the break, folks. A lot more to ask is Pastor Arthur. If you have any questions, call next half hour also at 844-769-2944. Such disgusting treatment.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store of food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free,
had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and chin. Get on the battlefield.
All righty, folks, we are back again talking to Pastor Arthur, A-U-T-U-R, there's no H in your name, Pastor Arthur Pulaski from Alberta, Canada, and he's sharing with us the ordeal, the absolute depravity, disgusting treatment given to two godly men by a bunch of thugs, satanically controlled individuals, both male and female, just because they tried to worship God and help each other and their neighbors. This is the world today. This is Canada, folks. This is not Russia. This is not somewhere in China. This is right in, this is in North America, in Canada. Now, I ask you, you went home and you were followed home. Did you take your own car home, or did they take you home?
No, some of our friends picked us up from prison. Okay. They were waiting because the lawyers told them that we're going to be released right away, but like I said, 7 hours they still kept us there in prison, and they were mocking our faith, and they were laughing and just having a good time. So you're absolutely right; they're antichrist, evil, wicked people. The interesting thing about the story is that 2 days after we were released, Imam has asked his people to come. And of course, we have the same restrictions, and they are to obey the same laws. However, there's one law for me and one law for thee. About 2,000 Muslims showed up at the Islamic Center where Imam was talking, and they were chanting and singing, and, you know, no physical distancing whatsoever. And you know what? No police, no AHS, no harassment, no tickets, no bylaw officers, absolutely nothing. One law for Christians and another law for the Muslims. 2,000 of them. And if you don't believe me, I posted that video on my YouTube channel, and it's absolutely shocking because many of them are not wearing masks, and there is no physical distancing, and the cops are nowhere to be found. So, you know, if this was about health, If this was truly about health, we would know that everyone would be treated equally. However, we know this is not about health. This is about destroying Judeo-Christian values. This is about attacking, eliminating Christians. You know,
I agree. That's the point. I'm sure they're afraid of the Muslims also because they won't just sit back and peacefully take it. They won't do that. These people are not afraid to stand up and be radical and necessarily violent. That's a fact. So they're afraid of them. But you're right. They hate Christianity. They hate everything that that Christianity stands for. And folks, that's prophesied in Psalms chapter 2. Read it for yourself one day. They want to tear what they call our bans or our laws that we observe away from them. They want total freedom to do what they want to as far as evil goes. So they hate Pastor Otter and his church. And this is what we're facing right now, and it's coming to America sooner than you think. Some pastors in this country have been in the jail already over this situation. So, brother, I got to ask this question on the air. How is your wife and family doing?
Well, we're doing good. They're standing strong. After our release, you get the Premier Jason Kenney. Premier of Alberta comes out in the public with the Minister of Justice, so-called Minister of Justice, Madu, and the mayor of the city of Calgary, who is a Muslim himself, Nahed Denshi. And here is what they're saying. They're saying that we are white supremacists, we are racist, we are hateful people, we are white nationalists. The Premier of Alberta comes out when we are in jail with David, and here is what he says. I'll crush Pavlovskis. So he wants to destroy my children, my wife, my family, my mother, my father, you know, my brother, his wife. Why? Because I feed thousands of people and I open the church and I preach the message of hope. He says, I'm going to crush them. So after that announcement, someone set our house on fire. I wouldn't be surprised if that announcement from the politicians set some crazy people, Antifa or BLM, and they came to my home and they lit it on fire. So they wanted to burn us down with our three children. And that's what really, shook my wife, because now suddenly it's not just let's fight in the court system. Someone wants us dead. Someone wants to murder us. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was done by the politicians, Jason Kenney himself, because that's actually what he said. You know,
how badly was your home burned?
Well, it was 11:30 at night, and my wife was looking through the window because of the commotion out there. And we come out, and I thought it's the neighbor's house on fire because there's so much smoke. And then, behold, we find out that it was our property. And the firefighters did a great job, but I think I'll have to rebuild my entire garage. A portion of our stuff was burnt, and the doors and, you know, roof and stuff like that. So thank God that they caught it early, but the damage was done. So we are right now thinking about our options, how to rebuild that stuff. We also are raising funds right now to hire lawyers to go after those villains, to those politicians and the police department as well, and the mayor for lying, for unlawful, you know, arrest, and for all this craziness relating to COVID. So we're not only defending ourselves anymore, we are going to go after those villains as well, and perhaps some Nuremberg trial, you know, times two. It's needed.
Wait, is there some way that people can contact you or your office? Now, a lot of people don't have computers, so if your phone number would be better, if they want to donate some money.
Yeah, you can email me, art, at streetchurch.ca, e-transfer, and that's my email. Also, you can go to www.streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca, that's a website, there is a PayPal over there, or you can call me 403-607-4434, 403-607-4434. And I'll be able to tell you how you can help. And, of course, we need help. These giants are powerful, are strong. They have unlimited resources. And, unfortunately, the taxpayers are paying for all of this craziness.
Yes.
But we are not going to be intimidated. We're going to keep pushing, keep fighting. Tomorrow is the trial for our arrest. So pray for us if you can. pray that God's perfect will manifest in our lives.
All right. Let's do that right now in the air, folks. Just please, folks, everybody join some prayer if you don't mind. I mean, let's go to prayer right now for the brother. And I'm going to give you the phone number again where you can call him. But he just gave you, by the way, his private number. And we're going to find out how we can send money from the U.S. also. Because I know it's hard to get money exchanged in different places, how we can do it. But Father, we come before you this evening in the name of Jesus. And Almighty God, we come before you thanking you and praising you for the blessings you've given us. Thank you, Father, for the saving grace through your Son. Thank you for his shed blood, and thank you for his marvelous, marvelous love that you've shared to us through him. Thank you, Father, for being with us through all situations, both good and bad. The blessings of life, Father, don't end when tribulation begins. The blessings of serving you go through right on to the end. And Father, our brother, Pastor Arthur, and his family, and his church need help and guidance. We are so helpless and so tiny without your power, Father. But Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we can overthrow Satan's kingdom. We can cast out devils. We can tread upon serpents. We can do these things and do it in your name, and you'll be glorified in it. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm asking tonight that you would bless Pastor Arthur and strengthen him and his wonderful helpmeet and his family, church family and flesh family, Father, that you would touch them, encourage them, strengthen them. And Almighty God, that thou will be done for your glory and your glory alone. Let us band together as a family of brothers and sisters through the blood of the Lamb. Let us band together and stand as one in the face of adversity. Let us be the kind of men and women, Father, that we need to be on this earth. Let us walk as Christ walked on this earth. Never ashamed of the gospel. Never deny thy word or your will towards us. Again, Father, ask us in the name of Jesus and for your glory. Amen. Brother, I hope you don't mind me praying, but I want to pray on the air. I want that to go out to the whole world. I want people to hear that in Australia, France, and New Zealand, and Russia, and Canada. All over the world, I want people to hear that. Because we've got to stand together. We're going to take phone calls, folks, in about 2 or 3 minutes. Just hang in there. So, has anything more happened since the fire?
What is happening right now, there is this non-stop attack, a mainstream media attack on us. They're doing the hit pieces on us on a regular basis. And this is pretty much what they're saying, that we're super spreaders, that we're racist, white supremacists. In our church, we have half of the congregants are colored people from Asia, China, Jamaica, Africa. Most of the people we're feeding on the streets are Native Americans. But that's the rhetoric they're using. We have a Muslim mayor, a colored Muslim mayor, and a homosexual, and then he's constantly calling me a racist and white supremacist, white nationalist. So that's what they're doing right now. They're using the tactics of the Americans, the Democrats, against Trump, and they have implemented those tactics here. So anyone that opposes the vaccination, the masks, the physical distancing, everyone that doesn't want to close church or business, it's white supremacists, according to them, including the color people, which is a very bizarre thing. So the media right now are doing those write-ups all the time, every week another one, saying that we're terrorizing people with our rallies and protests, that we are opening church and people are terrorized because they are afraid to be sick because we are not wearing masks and we do not physically distance ourselves, and therefore the whole neighborhood is in great, great danger and they cannot sleep because of it. You know, so those types of write-ups they're doing on a regular basis right now. It comes to other things, we have been preparing ourselves for the legal battle. Just like I said, tomorrow we have the court. And, other than that, it's pretty busy for us here because of the commotion. And I'm using this time wisely. I'm trying to awaken as many Americans and people living in a Western civilization as possible, because if we don't stand together against this great evil now, we may not have that opportunity
Amen.
Tomorrow.
Amen.
What we're facing right now is a really, really serious evil that wants to take over the entire globe, just like the Nazis did. And we got to remember, everything Adolf Hitler did was lawful, according to him, and everything he did was for your own good, for your own health.
Well, that's always works that way. And folks, I know what, this is a pastor's private number, and I know he wants you to have it. He wouldn't give that to you. And if you want to know how to give donations across the border, and I intend to send some money myself, Pastor, it won't be a fortune, but I want to send you something for the illegal battle. I'm going to have to find out how to do that. I don't know how to transfer funds over the border. Which is the best way to get it to you? Do y'all take American dollars? Would they take those?
Yes, you can. You know, if you don't do e-transfer or PayPal takes a MasterCard, Visa, you can send it to me. I can give you the address to the office.
Right, give us, okay, go ahead.
1740 25A Street Southwest, Calgary, Alberta.
Okay, take your time to 1740 25A, like an alpha?
Yes.
Street West.
And that's Southwest.
That, 25A Street West in Calgary?
Southwest. 25A Street Southwest.
Gotcha. Okay.
Calgary, Alberta. And now the postal code, T like Tom, 3 C like Charlie, 1 J like Jesus, 9.
All right, folks. Again, that's 1740 25A, like an alpha, Street Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. An abbreviation for Alberta would be what?
AB.
Okay. All right, folks. And zip code is Tango 3 Charlie 1 Juliet 9. One more time. 1740 25A Street Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Tango 3 Charlie 1 Juliet 9. Now, folks, if you missed that, that's okay. You can call the office tomorrow. I'll see that Lisa has it. She'll give the address. And, brother, I'm going to try to see what I can. I said it won't be a fortune, but it'll be a little bit, maybe enough, at least buy your lawyers a cup of coffee or something. Let's take a phone call before we're in our town. Let's go first to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Butch, you there?
I'm here, sir.
You know what? I thank God for that prayer, because I tell you, I pray for this pastor, and my friend, I told my friend Jason, put Pastor Pulaski in your prayer. I told him about him. He has a little autism, but let's pray. My grandmother was an immigrant during the Weimar Republic after World War I, came to America. He's absolutely right. America is history is coming back again. She escaped that.
Yes.
You don't think what? There were survivors like Kitty Workman. I don't know. She's in her mid-90s. I don't know if she's still living, but she lives in America. She's from Austria. And she did this exact thing with history repeating itself. When the Gestapo took the Bibles, they seized the churches, they seized the schools, they took prayers out of the schools. This is what we're going through with COVID-19. I call it COVID-1984. We are in a process of, like, because you're from Poland, Arthur, right? And I understand
yes.
the history and what happened in the Warsaw Ghetto. Well, you know what the quarantine of COVID-19 is here in America, what we had here? And I'm going to say this to you, Governor Beshear. You're following that history right now. This is not a free country until the people get the faith in Christ and rise up in faith to take back freedom. We're all done, because they're starting this in California with the churches. It's going to come to all 50 states.
Yes, it is.
And the blue states, particularly where I'm at right now, and I'm saying it because I take my history of immigration. I'm an American, and thank God, if my grandmother was alive and saw what's going on today, she'd be, oh boy, Pastor, she'd be rolling in her grave. Because
all
this
right.
is reality.
She'd be
Pastor
furious.
Arthur Pulaski, you are in my prayers. Let's take a stand. this history is coming back.
Amen. Amen. Good call, Chris. I hate to jump, but run that time so quick. Thanks for the call, Chris. I do appreciate it. And, brother, can you take a check across the border and get it cashed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make sure we get all these right. Folks, again, if you didn't get the address, call the office tomorrow at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, it'll help us some financially if you'll call 304-846-4448. Give what you can to this brother. Give what you can to help him, all you can. And then before we go to the next phone call, Pastor, I want to ask you, how many other pastors, preachers, whatever, have stood with you through this?
Well, not many, a handful, unfortunately. Out of thousands of pastors in the province of Alberta, we got, three, four are standing up and pushing this great evil. The rest of them, they have bowed before the golden image. They have made deal with the devil, and they're forcing people to wear masks. Right now, everything is shut down, but when we had those seasons when people were allowed to come into the church, they would force them to physically distance themselves, and they mandated the masks and temperature check. I mean, a total insanity at the highest level. So we have been greatly criticized for fighting the government by those pastors publicly as well. So not only they're not standing up, they have proven to be cowards and sold outs, traitors, but they're also there to raise their hands against those that are willing to stand up and fight for the sake of operationers. So there's not much going on in Canada, unfortunately. I see more faith. I'll have more faith in the freedom fighters, the people that are a little bit rough on the edges, than in those called, so-called preachers of the gospel.
Amen. Amen to that. Brother, I tell you what, and I'm saying this humbly, but I'm going to say it boldly also, that most pastors in America also are as useless as they can be in battle. They're cowards.
Yeah.
They get up and they talk a very flowery, sweet sermon, but when it comes right down to standing, they are cowards. That's all there is to it. All right, let's go to the next caller. Go ahead. It is true. And I'm not saying it to be nasty, folks. I'm telling the truth, and you know I am. I'm not going to lie to you. I never do that. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alfred, does he know what red communism is? What it really is by real name?
Well, probably, but we want to stay on the topic of that, Mick, as far as what's happening to him and what he can do about it.
But he's going to have to use a preparatory prayer to suggest him. But red communism is what's really called Judaism. That's all it is. You know, the people there in China, they tried to not be converted, but they were forced by the same, the Rothschilds and Rockefeller people. They're the ones that are behind all this nonsense.
There is a cabal, if you will, and you're right, Mick. That really, really is true. Anything else you want to say to the pastor before we hang up?
Just use a preparatory prayer against them.
Amen.
Teach them a lesson.
I agree. I totally agree. Good call, Mick. Thank you. Very good call. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And brother, brother Mick's right. We got to pray against our enemy. What we're supposed to do is pray for him to come down and help us overcome their evil. We got to band together. We really have to do this, folks. This is not a game. This is our last chance to get it right. Our nations are falling very quickly. And there's the only thing I can say is, if we don't get it right soon, we're going to lose it all. That's all there is to it. All right, let's see. Got any more calls? No, that was the last call coming in so far. Folks, you want to call, you better hurry. 844-769-2944. Brother Adam, at the last 3 or 4 minutes, you go ahead and share what you want to share.
Well, I want to leave it, people, you know, with the message of hope, because in the end of the day, I've read the Bible, and we know who wins. We know how the story ends. We are winning, because Jesus is not just any king. He is the King of Kings. He's not just any Lord. He is the Lord of Lords. We know that greater is he that is in us than the one that is in them. We also know, and we have to remind ourselves, that our enemies are only alive because our Father allows them to be alive. In other words, they are out there because God is doing something. In the end of the day, God always has his final say. He is shaking, he is purifying his church. He is making his church glorious again, because he's coming back for a powerful church, the church of Book of Acts. He says, greater things than I, you will be doing. So in order to see stuff like this, in order to see the healing signs and wonders, God needs to purify us, and he's intensifying the fire, he's shaking the fence. And that's an exciting time to be, because we have to be like this prophet of old. Here I am, Lord, use me, and God wants to use you and me, and he says to you and me that we got to remember how the story ends. We win because he wins.
You know, brother, and God will send evil upon the people to separate the wheat from the chaff. His fan's in his hand, and blowing away the chaff right now, folks, and a wicked nation deserves wicked rulers. If the church doesn't stand up against it, then they get the same rulers. Let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Got about 1 minute.
Okay, I'm Pastor Arthur. I talked with you the last time that you were on this show, and bless God, I've been praying for you. But I would like to read something just really, really quick. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee that frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the souls of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. I make no apology for what I'm about to say. These people want us dead. These people are wicked and evil. They align with the one who come to steal, kill, and destroy. And you are standing in their way. And people that are out there on the street actually trying to expose this stuff, this evil that is going on. These pastors don't like us. I'll tell you that right now. Now, I'll let you go because I know you need to close out. But God bless you, and you will be in our prayers, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. Brother, we're down to the last minute, and I just have to take in that we're honored to have you on. And if you need or you want to go on the radio to share anything else, you know where I am. Now, your trial is tomorrow, you said?
Yes.
Now, will you be giving out a press release that we can all find out what happened somewhere?
Yes. When I'm going to receive the verdict from the courts, I will let everyone know. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page.
All right, great. And if you don't mind, if you have time, email it to me or call me so I can announce it tomorrow night, okay? I don't have Facebook, so let me know by tomorrow somewhere if you don't mind, okay?
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Arthur. Well, you'll be in our prayers tomorrow. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
And folks, for the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night with our guest, Wayne Elliott, and a lot more to talk about then. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.